Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. When I say the word NFL jersey number 27, who comes to your mind? And do they make our list? Well, we're going to have the greatest NFL players that wore the jersey number 27 coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen once again for our Football by Numbers series. And in today's episode, we're going to find out who the top 10 players in NFL history are that wore the number 27 jersey. And it's a solo mission today. I'm going to be the only one talking. And so it's my opinion. And if at any time you find that I'm missing somebody or didn't talk about somebody, or maybe my top 10 list is not who you think in your opinion is the top 10 for the number 27s, please email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and on a future episode, we will try to correct any errors that we may have made or any omissions we may have had, or maybe you have a compelling case to put some other player on our top 10 list, and we're glad to hear from you, and we want to hear from you and get your opinion. So let's get started by the Pro Football Hall of Fame giving us two players that are in their Canton, Ohio museum that wore the number 27, according to the Hall of Fame, and that is Ken Houston and Cal Hubbard. The first one we're going to talk about is Cal Hubbard. Now, Cal, he only wore the number 27 for one season, and that's way back in 1933. And Cal had a great career. He played from 1927 to 1936. New York Giants, Green Bay Packers, and a little bit with Pittsburgh at the end of his career. He was a great tackle and end and defensive end and guard, played a few different positions, very versatile player, but only wearing that number 27 for one season sort of limits him, and that was with Green Bay in 1933. And we don't have a whole lot of statistics on him, not for anybody in that era, but he did play 105 games and started 77 of them for those teams that we mentioned earlier. So we'll maybe have to come back to Cal Hubbard later to see if maybe he makes our list. We'll put him on the check back later list. But somebody is going to make our list. It's a Hall of Fame. It's Ken Houston. I'm going to tell you, he's going to make the list right now because he is just a brilliant player. Played defensive back from 1967 all the way to 1980, so many of us remember him. Played with the Houston Oilers for the first 6 years of his career, and in the last eight, he played with the Washington Redskins, mostly as a strong safety in the league. He had 49 interceptions in 196 games, so like one out of every four games he'd have a pick. Nine touchdowns in his career, 898 return yards off of those interceptions. I mean, that is just brilliant defensive back play. What a ball hawk. And once he got the ball in his hands, he was tough to bring down, and quite a return man as well. Now, we got one thing to mention, as we always say. He wore that number 27 for eight seasons, from 1973 to 1980. So at the end of his career, he wore it all with Washington. So, but still, that's a substantial amount of time to wear number 27. And that's why we're placing Ken Houston as a first player in our top 10 number 27s, greatest in NFL history. Another great safety we want to talk about is Steve Atwater. Now, Steve Atwater, defensive back, played with the Denver Broncos for the majority of his career, 10 of his 11 years, had one final season wearing a New York Jets uniform, but he played from 1989 all the way to 1999, and in his career, he had 24 picks, one return for a touchdown, 408 return yards, 167 games for him. Now, we also have a tackles number, and this is where really, he sets himself apart. He had 1,188 tackles, both combined and solo, mixed together. 334 of those were solo tackles, but really hard hitter, tough defender. Nobody liked to go across the middle when Steve Atwater was in that backfield of the defense because he would just, put the wood to you if you tried to catch a pass over the middle. And really good at covering tight ends and the likes, backs out of the backfield. So a real key piece to those success of those Denver Bronco defenses of the early 90s. So John Elway was on the offense. Well, Steve Atwater is one of the first ones you think about, along with maybe Carl Mecklenburg. But what a great key piece of that Denver Broncos defense back then in the early 90s. So he is going to be put on our list too. So we have two spots filled up on that list. Another one I think we're going to give another bid to is Eddie George. Jeremy McFarland would probably be calling me immediately if we didn't have Eddie George on this list. But Eddie George wore the number 27 his entire career, all nine seasons. He played with the Houston Oilers, the Tennessee Oilers, the Tennessee Titans, and one final season, 2004, with the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, he was a great running back out of Ohio State. Just a great collegiate career, great NFL career. I mean, listen to these numbers, 141 games. 10,441 career rushing yards in the NFL, 3.6 yards per carry average, 68 touchdowns, just a great thumper, short yardage back, but he could also take it to the house when he had to. He had some real good seasons of doing that. His first five seasons in the league, he went over 1,200 yards each of those seasons. Best was in 2000 when he was 1,509 yards. His worst in that span was 1,294 yards. Just a great, durable back. And he ended up going over 1,000 two more times later in his career, 2002-2003. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, was an All-Pro, 1996 AP Offensive Rookie of the Year when he came out of Ohio State with the Oilers. Just a great, durable back, a real good person too, from what I understand. Never heard anything real bad about Eddie George. Just came to play football, and when he did, boy, he would ball out. And great player. We're going to put him on our list too. So that's three of our top 10 spots taken up with those three gentlemen that we've already talked about. Okay, somebody else I'd like to talk about. Gary Garrison. Gary was a great wide receiver that played in the era of 1966 all the way to 1977. San Diego Chargers is where he played 11 of those seasons. Played one final year with the Houston Oilers at the end of his career. But all Gary did was had 405 receptions, 58 touchdowns, 18.6 yards per catch, and 134 games. You know, what a great player Gary Garrison was, just at the wide receiver position. 6'2", 193 pounds. So good size for a receiver, especially he'd be good size now, but 6'2" back in the, late 60s and 70s. That's a pretty good target to throw for. Great catch radius. A quarterback's best friend when you have some size like that. And we know that the San Diego quarterbacks really took advantage of that, especially Mr. Dan Fouts in his career, really liked to have the likes of Gary Garrison to go along with some of Kellen Winslow's and some of the other great players he had with him on those teams. So Gary Garrison, I'm going to put him on our standby list. We may come back to him again, but really good numbers for Gary. He's got a good chance of going in. Malcolm Jenkins is another great player we want to talk about. Defensive back, 6', 204 pounds when he came out of with the New Orleans Saints from Ohio State. Another Ohio State Buckeye award, number 27. Played with the Saints for 6 years. Played with the Philadelphia Eagles for 6 years. So, well-rounded. Actually, he had two stints with the New Orleans. Came back at the end of his career in 2020. 2020 was his final season. First year was in 2009. Played cornerback his first year and then moved to free safety and strong safety the balance of his career. But he had 20 interceptions in 183 games, 6 touchdowns off of those, 965 total tackles, 751 of those were solo tackles. You know, great numbers there for a great defender in Malcolm Jenkins. And he's another one that I think we're going to put on our standby list and come back to him, because I really like his numbers, and maybe he can make our list, and we'll talk about him again later. Glenn Edwards is another defensive back I'd like to talk about, because I got to watch a lot of Glenn Edwards during his career. He played 1971 all the way to 1981, 7 years as a Pittsburgh Steeler free safety, 4 years with the San Diego Chargers. Now, he in the 70s was sort of a complimentary safety to, you know, great defensive backs, you know, Mel Blount and Donnie Shell, and, you know, the great linebacking core that the Steelers had. Just a solid steel curtain defense. And he was that back end that the safety valve, you know, that's where the word safety comes from anyway. But he came out of Florida A&M, and he had 39 interceptions in his career, 961 return yards, knew what to do with the ball in his hands, 3 touchdowns in 142 games. So that's, again, some really good numbers for a free safety with that many picks in an era where they didn't put the ball up in the air as much as they do now. But he really played a strong game, and definitely is worthy of consideration of us coming back to and talking about Glenn Edwards maybe being on our top 10 list of number 27s. Now, here's some other players. You know, Tom Darden, another defensive back, 45 picks, 820 return yards, 2 touchdowns, had his career 1972 to 1981, all with the Cleveland Browns. As a strong safety his first year, free safety the rest. I think free safety was his position that really he fit into best. But came out of the University of Michigan, was a Wolverine, where that number 27, his entire career, made it to one Pro Bowl. Tom Darden is definitely another one that we'll put into some strong consideration for possibly making that list too. Walt Harris is another one. Walt was another defensive back, played with the Chicago Bears for his first 6 seasons in the league. Then he went to Indianapolis for a couple years, San Francisco 49ers for 3 years, Washington Redskins, played from 1996 all the way to 2008. And his numbers, 35 picks, 4 touchdowns, 332 return yards in 193 games. Also made a Pro Bowl 1 year. Wore that number 27 jersey for, you know, quite a bit of his career. In fact, 13 seasons for Walt Harris wearing that. Now, another great player who wore number 27 was Terrell Buckley. And Terrell wore that number for, again, 13 seasons, just like Walt Harris did. And he just had some great numbers, too, as a defensive back. 50 interceptions, 6 of them he took back to the house, 793 return yards, 209 games. You know, again, another 1 out of every 4 games he had a pick in his career. At the defensive back, played from 1992 all the way to 2005, so more of a modern player. Started off with the Green Bay Packers for 3 seasons, Miami Dolphins for 6, and then had a couple stints with New England, Denver, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. Stayed around that Big Apple right at the end of his career. But another great ball hawking cornerback, and just plays a great game, sort of a shutdown corner during that time. But Terrell Buckley, another one that, you know, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to put him on our list right now, because he just had some great skill sets that make him a great player. So he's our 4th spot that we're going to give to. Now, another player that we know a lot from the booth of broadcasting is Irv Cross. Now, Irv Cross was another defensive back that was just tough as nails. Had 6 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, 3 with the Los Angeles Rams. Played from 1961 all the way to 1969 with those teams. He had 22 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 125 games. But, you know, came out of Northwestern as his college. But he was another really solid player, really hit hard. And like I said, he was a great broadcaster. Was on the pregame show for CBS, you know, with, I forget who the host was. I know Brent Musburger was on there a little bit. Jimmy the Greek and, you know, Irv Cross, a real staple of watching the pregame back in the 70s before games would come on Sundays. Another great player. Not sure if he's going to make our list of the best players, but we'll definitely put him in consideration because he's another great player. And another one to consider is Rasheen Mathis. Now, he played from 2003 all the way to 2015, 10 years with the Jacksonville Jaguars, 3 with the Detroit Lions at the end of his career. Another defensive back, had 32 interceptions, 4 touchdowns off of those picks, 553 yards in 175 games. Rasheen Mathis, another good one to put under consideration. We'll see where he goes, but we'll come back to him also. Remember, we have 4 spots already tied up here. Ray Rice, another one to consider. Running back, had a little bit of problems with getting in a little bit of trouble, especially the film of him in an elevator with not doing such nice things, but we don't talk about that. We want positive football. But he played for the Baltimore Ravens from 2008 to 2013, and what an efficient dual threat he was. He could run it, he could catch it. His rushing yards, in 92 games, he had 6,180 yards, 4.3 yards per carry average, 37 touchdowns, and what he did on the receiving was just as lethal. 3,034 yards, 6 TDs there, and 486 targets. So he was a great dual threat for the Ravens, really balanced out their offense. 3 Pro Bowls and won a Super Bowl with the Ravens back when they won their first Super Bowl. So, another great player, Ray Rice. Not sure that he's going to make the list, but we'll put him under consideration. Willie Williams, another one we want to talk about. He was another great defensive back, got 4 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7 as a Seattle Seahawk. Had 2 stints with the Steelers, as a matter of fact. And in his career, he had 26 interceptions, 4 touchdowns, 302 return yards in 188 games. I'm not so sure that we can even put him under consideration because we have so many other great DBs that have much better numbers than him. But still, we want to talk about him. But somebody we do want to talk about and I think could make it is Rodney Hampton, running back that played for the New York Giants for his whole career, 1990 to 1997. And real good numbers, 6,897 yards, 3 yards per carry, 49 touchdowns in 104 games. Real durable back, had a real nice career with the Giants, so it was real big part of their offensive scheme back in the 90s. And definitely worth mentioning. Not sure he's going to make our list, but I wanted to mention him anyway. Another defensive back we want to talk about is Thomas Everett. Now, Thomas Everett, of course, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers 1987 to 1991, and then Dallas Cowboys for a couple years in the 90s, and a couple years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, great career here. 21 interceptions, 255 return yards, never scored a touchdown in 128 games. Again, those great numbers as a player, but I'm not sure he's going to make the top 10 list here with our other great standout defensive backs that he's going up against. But Larry Johnson might. He's a great running back that played with most famously for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2003 through 2008, and then sort of bounced around the league for the next few years all the way through 2007, stints in Cincinnati, Miami, and Washington each 1 year. But he was an interesting back, really at the top of his game when those Kansas City days. 6,223 yards, 4.4 yards per carry, 55 touchdowns. Just a bruising back that really gets you those extra couple yards that you needed. Wore that number 27 for 7 seasons. Really good player there. And, we have quite a few of other players that wore number 27. We have, over 100 years. But, Brandon Jacobs is another big back that comes to mind. I guess those big backs love to wear those number 27s, as we just talked about a few. But Jacobs was another one. Played for the New York Giants most famously for 8 seasons. San Francisco 49ers his last second to last year, and then went back to the Giants. But, this big bruiser, had 1,141 rushes for 5,094 yards, 4.5 yards per carry, 60 touchdowns. Another great big running back that, we definitely want to remember, just like Larry Johnson and Eddie George, just getting those tough yards when his team needed them. And, we probably ought to put him into consideration, too. Well, I think we're probably ready to go into some of our deliberations here. Remember, we have four spots already taken up. Let's review it. We have Ken Houston, Steve Atwater, Eddie George, and Terrell Buckley already with having those numbers on here. And I think, I think I'm going to put Gary Garrison on that list as our fifth spot. Malcolm Jenkins is our sixth spot. I'm going to give Rasheen Mathis our seventh spot as a top player in the NFL, wearing that number 27. And boy, I really think Larry Johnson had some brilliant years in his career. We'll give him number 8. And Glenn Edwards is our 9. And just as a toss-up, I think Walt Harris gets our 10th spot on our list. So, in review, Ken Houston, Steve Atwater, Eddie George, Gary Garrison, Malcolm Jenkins, Glenn Edwards, Walt Harris, Terrell Buckley, Rasheen Mathis, and Larry Johnson. Those are our top 10 players of the Pigskin Dispatch that we say wore the number 27 in their careers in the NFL, and they make our top 10 list. And we really appreciate you joining us here once again for our Football by Numbers. We hope that you'll come back, because tomorrow we're going to have the number 28s come up, another solo mission. And we also have our regular Football History Headlines edition that'll come out on that day as well. And till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Guardian newspaper circa 1924. But for Marla Delft, assistant editor, everything was about to change. For she was about to discover the awesome attractiveness of Row One brand retro sports paraphernalia items, thanks to Orville Mulligan, sports writer.
And there it is.
Wow, Orville, that's really the bee's knees.
Isn't it just? A poster-sized replica of the actual 1909 World Series program cover.
I can see that. But where did you get it? And where'd you get it framed?
I ordered it from the Row One website, where over 6,000 items of sports memorabilia from the 1880s to the 1990s are available for reproduction in multiple sizes and in several different materials, with over a dozen styles of frame to choose from for prints like this.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Delft would love to put up more of these in the office. But I'm equally as sure they're beyond this newspaper's budget.
Not at all, my dear Marla. See for yourself. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/row1.
sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. Oh my, these are good prices. Oh, and look at this stuff. Oklahoma-Nebraska football. College basketball art. Michael Jordan items.
And so it was that Marla Delft discovered the splendiferous magic of Row One sports memorabilia arts and prints. You can, too, by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. That's ROW number 1 today for access to the full Row 1 catalog of gallery prints and gifts like t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, telephone cases, coffee mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Act today for 15% discount off all prints with coupon code SHN15 and 20% off all other items with coupon code SHN20 at check out. And keep your dial locked to the Sports History Network for the exciting chronicles of the 1920 sports world in Orville Mulligan, sports writer, coming soon.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.